Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTORDAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. So many of you have reached out about Bruce Willis, and I know it's one of these things where, you know, for those of us who are Gen X, boomers, millennials, even Gen Zs, we all love Bruce Willis. Traditionalists. Bruce Willis, multi-generational fan base. And seeing somebody so muscular, so robust, so youthful in these movies, the diagnosis of quote-unquote aphasia really took us for a spin. We were like, what? And then we didn't realize that a lot of years have gone by since we saw him in these movies where he was very active and, you know, action-packed. And we also didn't realize that there's a lot of work that the cinematographers do, that the makeup artists do, that the script writers do, the directors do, such that things can be compensated. Somebody has a tremor, might not be able to see it. I don't know if you guys remember Fred from Mertz, was it Fred Mertz on I Love Lucy? You can see his tremor. I think he had Parkinson's, I have to double check. But, I mean, back then, you couldn't cover it up. Nowadays, you know, things get covered up. So, here's Bruce Willis, who's only 67. I have friends that age. That's not old to me. Apparently, has been going through some issues for years, we're being told. And they were, there were some memory issues with his lines. And people in the business kept it to themselves, as they should. It's nobody's business. And then all of a sudden, when we heard that he was taking a leave of absence, or he might be early retiring, they were making it sound it was going to be temporary. You knew, wait a second. For an actor to come out saying he's done acting, that means this is permanent, or terminal, or serious. And so it's, I had noticed that he had... Frank Stein. We spoke about Frank Stein, that diagonal crease in the earlobe. I noticed that for a while, but I'm like, no, Bruce Willis doesn't have heart issues. He doesn't have, you know, neurological issues. I don't think he's had a stroke, nothing like that. But then all of a sudden, over here, he was diagnosed with aphasia, which is where you have difficulty making the words, comprehending the words, getting the words out, communicating vocally. That's a sign of neurodegenerative disease. And so when you start to look at, you know, things a little differently, you're like, okay, this is, you know, maybe it is dementia. People are asking, does he have Alzheimer's? Does he have Parkinson's? Did he have a stroke? Does he have a tumor? We don't know. But we are getting little bits and pieces. Apparently, we were told that Bruce Willis has made multiple movies throughout this time. He starred in 14 movies that have been released since the beginning of 2020. 8 more are yet to be released, all but one of them going direct to video. And they say on the set of these films, directors who worked with Bruce Willis saw signs of potential cognitive decline. That's according to at least 2 people. Apparently, he misfired a gun loaded with a blank on the set of Hard Kill. A producer for the film disputed the claim. Nobody was injured. But, you know, we see what happened with Alec Baldwin, and it starts to kind of highlight, do we need to be more aware of the cognitive states and health of actors. I mean, obviously, you know, Alec Baldwin has shown no signs of cognitive decline, and he shoots a gun that he thought was not loaded and kills somebody. The director of cinematography, when he was on the New Mexico set filming his movie. And so if there is cognitive decline in an actor, then what are we, what sort of danger does that put, others into? I know some of you are like, what about Biden? I know. But we're not going to talk about Biden right now, okay? So Willis apparently was often accompanied by on the set by an entourage. He had an assistant, Stephen Eads, we're being told, according to Daily Mail, paid up to $200,000 a film to be there by his side. On the set of Open Source, actor Adam Hill Potter earned about $4,100 a week to read Willis's lines to him through an earpiece. Bruce Willis having these issues reminds us that, not only can age be a factor, but when our body decides to, when our body decides to start to make these changes, and sometimes it happens quicker than we think. And I'm very nervous now being middle-aged. I'm nervous that I'll go to a store, I'll come home and I'm like, oh, I went to the store to pick up milk and I forgot to get milk. And these things happen, or you misplace your keys. But I'm noticing personally that somebody will have a conversation with me, and I will maybe pick up certain things from it, but they'll say, but I also told you this. Now, is it because they're not paying attention? Is that an attention deficit? Or is it that I'm starting to lose short-term memory? And so, there are things we can do for memory loss. And we there are things that we are doing to hurt our memories. If you're not getting much sleep, well, you need to sleep. Sleep helps put those memories in. If you're using sleeping pills to sleep, you won't. You won't secure those memories, it seems. And we do see memory loss with people who use sleeping aids. We do see memory loss with people that have high cholesterol, diabetes, high blood pressure, lack of exercise. So, if you think you're starting to have some memory issues, get that checked out. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Dr. Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So in light of the House passing to legalize marijuana, we have this study coming out about bongs. And they say secondhand cannabis smoke from a bong is more dangerous than cigarette smoking. This is a study published in the Journal of JAMA Network Open. Authors from University of California Berkeley School of Public Health wrote that bong smoking is not safe. They say decades ago, many people thought secondhand tobacco smoke presented no risk to non-smokers, and scientific research has since then changed this perception, led to smoke-free environments. Incorrect beliefs about secondhand cannabis smoke safety promote indoor cannabis smoking. They say non-smokers are exposed to even higher concentrations of the secondhand cannabis smoke materials during, quote, hot boxing, which is the popular practice in which cannabis smokers produce high volumes of smoke in an enclosed environment. The study findings suggest SHCS, or the secondhand cannabis smoke, in the home is not safe and that public perceptions of the safety must be addressed. The group found that concentrations of fine particulate matter, the PM2.5s, generated in a home during social cannabis bong smoking, to which a non-smoking resident might be exposed to, were greatly increased compared with background levels. And that PM2.5 decayed only gradually after smoking ceased. Following 15 minutes of smoking, the average PM2.5s were more than twice the Environmental Protection Agency hazardous air quality threshold. So it's very smoky. It's very stinky. Yeah, it's getting into people's lungs. So according to the researchers being reported by Fox News, if one assumes the exposure concentrations were at the mean levels observed, a single home smoking cessation with no other exposures would generate an estimated mean daily concentration that greatly exceeds the average in cigarette-smoking homes, non-smoking homes, and the U.S. EPA daily standard. So what they did was the Environmental Health Sciences Division, members' levels of PM2.5 were measured before, during, and after 8 cannabis social smoking sessions in a household living room. An aerosol monitor was placed where a non-smoker might sit to record the levels. So if you got a living room, an average-sized living room, there's a couch, there's a seat, somebody's sitting there with a bowl of popcorn, not smoking, but they're sitting next to them, what are they going to be exposed to? They found home cannabis bong smoking significantly increased PM2.5s from background levels by at least 100 to 1,000-fold. For 6 of 8 sessions. The other 2 sessions had high background levels and significantly increased PM2.5s of more than 20-fold. And during the first 10 minutes of smoking, they found these PM2.5 concentrations increased to 410 mics and 570 micrograms after 15 minutes. After a half hour, it already jumped to 1,000, even 2,500 in one session. Now, if you looked at smoking, it increased an average of 1,300 micrograms. During 2-hour smoking sessions, the mean 5-minute peak PM2.5 concentration was 1,700 mics, remaining half of that 90 minutes after smoking ended. And then it started to decline. They say each half hour after smoking ceased, mean concentration declined to 78% of peak value, then 60%, 40%. After about 2 hours, it was down to 30%. So, you know, it's, you know... We know this happens. This is why you could smell it. You could smell it when you, you know, I was in a hotel and it just stunk. There's secondhand, there's thirdhand. Thirdhand smoke, no one's talking about. Thirdhand is where it sits on the couch. It sits on your clothes. It sits on your drapes. And I'm not saying this because I'm anti-marijuana. I voted to legalize it in my neck of the woods. I just didn't think that it would be such an epidemic. I didn't think kids were going to drop out of school. I didn't think there was going to be a lot of this, you know, halfway, you know, half-assed sort of, you know, lackadaisical attitudes towards safety and things like that that could be happening on the job. And I feel bad about that, but I wanted it studied. I do agree with the House passing the bill to legalize it because it really does put a lot of districts and it's one of those things where you have... You know, you already have multiple states with it legalized. You have it under a controlled substance class 1, which makes it worse than cocaine. There has to be a reevaluation of this. However, there also has to be infrastructure in place because I think people are not realizing the dependence, the tolerance, and the lack of safety, especially with driving and children exposure. I told you how kids are driving in the car with parents who smoke. Hey, that's abuse. Can't be doing that. 1-877-DOCDALIO, 1-877-DOCDALIO. Don't think I'm a party pooper. You're going to hate this one. Alcohol intake at any level may increase the risk of heart disease. So even that one little baby drink is enough to put you at heart attack risk. They say, contrary to observational studies, alcohol consumption may not actually counter the risk of heart disease. This is a large study published in JAMA Network Open. They say, previous observational studies suggested that consuming small amounts of alcohol may provide heart-related health benefits, but a team of researchers at Massachusetts General and the Broad Institute of MIT and Harvard found in a recent study that alcohol intake at all levels was linked with higher risk of cardiovascular disease. Boston researchers suggest that the supposed benefits of drinking alcohol might actually be attributed to other healthy lifestyle factors, like light to moderate, that followed by light to moderate drinkers. And we're going to talk about this, because people say, my doctor said to drink alcohol. You know, I don't think he said it like that, though. The findings affirm that alcohol intake should not be recommended to improve cardiovascular health, rather that reducing alcohol intake will likely reduce cardiovascular risk in all individuals, albeit to different extents based on one's current level of consumption. That's according to study senior author Dr. Krishna Aragam. He's a cardiologist at Massachusetts General. So the researchers defined the drinking groups as those who abstained, who weren't drinking a week, light drinkers from 0 to 8 per week. Man, 8 drinks a week is at least one. And that, yeah, moderate is where you drink over 2 a day. So 8 to 15.4 drinks a week. Heavy is 15.4 to 24 drinks per week. And then abusive is over 24.5 drinks per week. And they looked at genetic medical data of 371,000 people that average about 57 years of age who reportedly consume 9 drinks per week. So that's a glass a day with a couple more on the weekend. They participated in the UK Biobank, according to a news release. The author said that the findings showed a link between heart risk and drinking was exponential rather than linear, meaning it jumped up after the more you drank. According to the study, the Boston researchers observed consistent findings with previous studies where light to moderate drinkers had the lowest heart disease risk, followed by non-drinkers. They also found individuals who consumed heavy amounts of alcohol had the highest risk of heart disease. But they also found that those who are light to moderate drinkers tended to engage in healthier lifestyles. They didn't smoke as much, they had more physical activity, more vegetable intake in their diets, compared to those who didn't drink. So they thought that maybe that's why the light to moderate drinkers had lower heart disease. So this still doesn't add clarity if a glass of wine a day protects the heart from heart disease. You know, one thing I did, though, notice when I was in Italy, and I like to go off the beaten path to go where the locals go, you know, because I didn't want to be around a bunch of tourists. I wanted to see how the locals do it. And wine is huge. And I noticed they ate slower, they spent more time with the wine, and I can't say 100% because I didn't weigh it, but they didn't seem to eat as much. And maybe what happens is people that have that glass of wine, they slow it down. The wine slows them down, so you don't eat as much. So you don't, make poor choices. You know, you're trying to enjoy your wine, so you'll eat a little bit more of the salad or the vegetable. And so I do think there might be a role. The problem is alcohol and risk of cancer, stroke, heart disease, high blood pressure. It really puts us in this spot of what to recommend. And I had asked cardiologists, I go, if you guys are saying that alcohol could raise HDL, which is the good cholesterol, or the sanitation, you know, department removing bad cholesterol from the body, when do we recommend alcohol to patients, or are we going to? And that cardiologist, and this was in the 2000s, said we aren't, whereas other cardiologists are. So you got this, well, some cardiologists say don't, some say do. So I know it's confusing people. 1-877-DR-COLLY.
Market have you nervous? With geopolitical conflict and inflation concerns, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you don't have to. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word DEMO to 813813 and discover how to predict stock market trends up to 3 days ahead with incredible accuracy. Whether you trade stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text DEMO to 813813 to get what you need to stay ahead of the markets and find big moves before they happen. Don't wait. Text DEMO to 813813.
813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology. Offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
USA Radio News.
President Biden says the latest jobs report is proof his administration's policies are paying off. The economy added another 431,000 jobs in March.
Even though we created a record number of jobs, I know, that this job is not finished.
The national unemployment rate dipped to 3.6%, down from 3.8% in February. The IAEA, the global agency monitoring countries' use of nuclear power, says it's still gathering intel on why Russia has turned Chernobyl back over to Ukraine. IAEA Director Rafael Mariano Grossi.
We heard about the possibility of some personnel being contaminated, but we don't have any confirmation about that.
A New York State judge threw out that state's new Democratic-backed congressional map as unconstitutional. A decision that could significantly hurt the party's chances of retaining control of Congress in November's elections. This is USA Radio News. The House has approved a bill to decriminalize and legalize marijuana at the federal level. The bill would remove pot from the federal list of scheduled controlled substances and force courts to clear any related convictions. Louisiana Democratic Congressman Troy Carter.
The ACLU reports states wasting billions annually enforcing cannabis laws.
The measure faces an uncertain future in the 50-50 Senate. New vehicles sold in the United States will have to travel an average of at least 40 miles per gallon in 2026 under new federal rules unveiled Friday. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration said its fuel economy requirements will increase gas mileage by 8% per year for model years 2024 and 2025 and 10% in the 2026 model year. The average working American is taking home more money as part of the latest federal jobs report. Officials revealed average hourly earnings rose to $31.73 in March. Over the past year, average hourly earnings have gone up by 5.6%. This is USA Radio News.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, ex-goalie, U.S. soccer team, goalkeeper, Hope Solo has been arrested for a DUI, as well as resisting arrest and misdemeanor child abuse. Whoa. I haven't really been following Hope Solo's career, but, I mean, she was a rock star, right? You know, with soccer and everybody, you know, my friend's kids who, you know, were involved in women's soccer, they loved her. So I'm not really sure what's going on, but apparently
this isn't the first time she's had confrontation with the law. So she was taken into custody at the Forsyth County Jail in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Calls to Winston-Salem, North Carolina Police Department. This source comes from TMZ. Her two-year-old twins she has with her husband, former NFL player Jeremy Stevens, were in the car at a Walmart parking lot with her at the time of the arrest. Now, I guess she hasn't been able to comment, but we're being told, according to her attorney, Rich Nichols, that she wants everyone to know her kids are her life, and she was released immediately and is now at home with her family, and that the story is more sympathetic than the initial charges suggest, and that she looks forward to her opportunity to defend these charges. Now, she's 40 years old, is a two-time gold medalist, helped the U.S. women's soccer team win the World Cup in 2015, was elected to the National Soccer Hall of Fame in January, recently outspoken about the USWNT's equal pay lawsuit with U.S. Soccer, calling it heartbreaking and infuriating. But she has been arrested in the past. Apparently, she was arrested at her home in Washington on two counts of fourth-degree assault for allegedly assaulting her half-sister and nephew. The case was later dismissed because the prosecution's witnesses declined to testify against her. And so, so charges were dropped. But, we speak about this, how some of the best athletes do not have the, shall we say, most fairy tale life after. We spoke about Michael Phelps, how he's been open about his depression. And, you know, we talk about how many athletes, you know, after they hit their peak, that things sadly change. So I hope she's okay. Glad the kids are okay. And I'm, man, just say the news these days. It just man. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So interestingly, Chris Rock actually saved the Oscars that night. Yeah, the Chris Rock Oscar or the Will Smith Chris Rock Oscar moment. Where Chris Rock got hit in the face. I tell you, this happened almost a week ago, but it definitely still spurs a lot of conversations about what happened. Was it fake? I don't think it was fake. I told you it. You could see Chris was taken aback. You saw him kind of, stumble a little bit with his delivery of the Oscar. And then when you saw, Will Smith and his anger, and you just felt it. You felt that it was just a loss of control. But it sounds like Chris Rock was in very good control, such that he was the one that prevented the police from coming and from Will Smith being removed. Oscars producer Will Packer had spoken out, and he had told Good Morning America it was like somebody poured concrete in that room. He said it sucked the life out of that room and it never came back. The audience was like, is this real? How am I supposed to react? And Packer said, I think Chris Rock saved the show. He certainly saved what was left of that night. Chris handled the moment with such a grace and aplomb, it allowed the show to go on. So apparently, it was Chris Rock that didn't want the Academy officials to physically remove Will Smith. And Rock has made it clear that he does not want to make a bad situation worse. And so he advocated what Rock wanted at that time, which is not to remove Will Smith physically, because as it has now been explained, that was the only option. There was a conversation that I was not a part of to ask him to voluntarily leave. So what's happening right now is the Academy Awards are probably facing a slew of lawsuits. And what we thought was going to be a very quick and easy decision. All right, does Will Smith get to keep the award? Does he not? I think he's going to keep his award. You know, does everybody move on? No. You know, even though Chris said, I'm not pressing charges, all I want to do is leave. A source close to TMZ. Said that the comedian was never asked about removing Smith from the theater, and this is the Academy covering themselves, CYA. So it's interesting because we're going to probably see some legal ramifications of what happened. And I know everybody's like, all right, well, just two actors, it's a stunt, people punch each other all the time, they make, it's a stunt, all this. There actually is a precedent that's going to be set because of this. And for those of us that do perform, for those of us that get on stage, if we don't have that protection, it really starts to change the whole landscape of comedy, the whole landscape of performances, the whole landscape of speech making. How many people were killed?
Making speeches or public speaking or right after a speech. It's a very dangerous time, and comedians usually, kind of have this umbrella of, well, it's all a joke, so nobody's going to take anything seriously. And they'll razz people and insult people and, make jokes, and that's what comedians do. They make fun of each other, they make fun of... But you're at the Academy Awards, a place that nothing like this should ever happen, and it happened. And so if you can't do your job, present, if you are a winner, and this is supposed to be your glory, and you're supposed to be getting your TV time from it or whatever, and all that gets taken away, those are quote-unquote damages. And so you also have people saying they were in the audience and they were triggered. You saw viewers saying this triggered. This was something we weren't expecting. This was a shock. And so is the Academy Awards going to be facing... this is something that they are going to, what they do with Will Smith could actually fuel or mitigate some of their liability. One of the reasons why the Academy Awards is now under so much criticism is moments later, they honor Will Smith with the Oscar. Even if he deserved it, the fact that it appears their response to this was nothing and he got an Oscar. Well, what are you supposed to do in the middle of a live broadcast? They keep saying if this was taped, we would stop the tape, we might close down for the day, reevaluate, bring in security, whatever. But it was a live show, so they went on with the show, which I totally understand. And I don't fault them for going on with the show. But what I do fault them for is not having people on stage safe. That is on them. And I don't think anybody ever expected this to happen, but that is on them. And so Chris Rock, when he, during his comedian, his stand-up the other day, said, look, I don't have any jokes because I'm still processing. Still processing means he's being told to be very careful about what he says because they might go for damages. I think Chris Rock was upset. I think this ruined his Oscar presenting moment, which is huge. Yes, it is going to probably give him opportunities. My guess is they are going to invite him to probably host. I think there's going to be a lot of, I think there's going to be, I think a lot of, shall we say, positive fallout for Chris Rock as a result of this to make up for what happened. But he could still sue, and he could sue hard. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I don't like conspiracy theories. On this show, I try to give you guys as many facts as we have, but I also do entertain the conversations of, wait a second, are we being told everything right? That, are we really, you know, being given the right scoop? Are we being, you know, kind of given, dished some BS? And I am still extremely confused with what the hell happened with COVID. All I have are bits and pieces from Singapore back in 2002, or saying that the 2002 SARS virus was a lab leak, and then another lab leak caused people to die of SARS a couple years later, causing CDC in China to fire some of their officials. And so when this happened in early 2020, I'm like, all right, something must have happened a few months back where there was another leak. And instead, no, we were fed, no, it was somebody eating bad soup, it was the Wuhan market, it was frozen food from Italy, all sorts of stuff. And here we are, almost 3 years from when this possibly leaked or got out of the lab, whether it was an accident or on purpose or whatever, and we're still trying to figure it out. And I keep bringing this up. I'm like, look, when Tom Brady's jersey was stolen years ago, they found it 2 days later in Mexico. Yet they can't figure out, after 2.5 years, what the hell happened with COVID. So now we have a new report where British researchers Peter Daszak's role in facilitating the coronavirus research in China might shed a little bit more light on the NIH role in Fauci. Daszak's group, they say, was, I guess, had a Save the Manatees nonprofit. Okay, let me actually read this the way this is, because I don't know if we have any typos, all right? Because investigators are claiming that he and researchers in Wuhan tried to hide the evidence. So they say further details of his role in facilitating this research have been revealed in a new report outlining how his EcoHealth Alliance raked in millions in federal grants. His group, they say, evolved from a Save the Manatees nonprofit to a total champion of viral gain-of-function research and chased federal funding. This is according to Mail Online, and has long been at the center of questions about the origins of COVID-19. Now, a report in Vanity Fair, based on dozens of interviews and more than 100,000 leaked internal documents, details how EcoHealth operated in a world of, quote, murky grant agreements, flimsy oversight, and the pursuit of government funds for scientific advancement, in part by pitching research of steeply escalating risk. They say the report sought offer conclusive evidence as to whether COVID leaked from experiments in Wuhan lab that worked closely with EcoHealth or was transmitted to humans by an animal in a natural spillover event. That's what Daszak has long insisted. But it does outline the lengths to which Daszak and Dr. Anthony Fauci, whose agency helped fund his research, went to try to cast doubt on the lab origin theory and downplay the potential role of risky research that EcoHealth supported in Wuhan. So one thing that really didn't sit well with a lot of us is when we were entertaining the different theories, there was immediate shutdown of lab leak. I mean, nobody even considered talking about it. And I'm like, why aren't all theories on the table? Like, that's not a conspiracy. It's just, why aren't all theories on the table? Just like when JFK was shot and assassinated. One theory was LBJ's involvement. Now, it got shot down pretty quickly, but they still investigated. There were tons of theories. Mafia. And I still think they don't know exactly. Which always makes me wonder, you know? And so all theories have to be on the table, because the quicker you shut it down, the more it stands out. So they say in 2014, the NIH approved $3.7 million to EcoHealth, titled Understanding the Risk of Bat Coronavirus Emergence, the purpose of which was to create a sort of pandemic early warning system. They say the research involved gathering bat coronaviruses in China, studying them at the Wuhan Institute of Virology, as well as mixing components of SARS-like viruses from different species to create a novel chimera or a combo that was able to directly infect human cells. Well, that, like I said, that's how, and remember there were internal documents that said, look, this might have created something that could hurt humans, hence gain of function. It might have not have been intentional, but it happened. They said allowing such not intentional to be able to use it as a bioweapon, but while you're studying these things, if you're finding something and creating something that could be more deadly to humans, it could fall under gain of function research. So according to Jack Nunberg, director of the Montana Biotech Center, told Vanity Fair, allowing such risky research to go forward at the Wuhan lab was, quote, simply crazy in my opinion. Lack of oversight, lack of regulation, the environment in China. So that is what really elevates it to the realm of, no, this shouldn't happen. And I agree. Just like I wouldn't trust Russia
with nuclear storage, right? Running nuclear plants after what happened with the Soviet Union in Chernobyl and what we saw Russia just do, having their troops go through the Red Forest, allegedly, to take over Chernobyl, you probably wouldn't be trusting China with research that has to do with bioweapons. They said facing a funding shortfall when certain grants expired, EcoHealth in 2018 submitted an even more ambitious research proposal to the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, or DARPA. They say the plan titled Project Diffuse involved partnering with the Wuhan Institute of Virology to engineer bat coronaviruses to be more deadly by inserting genetic features that are similar to those found in SARS-CoV-2, which now we have with COVID. In response, DARPA officials slammed the plan as risky for failing to address significant ethical, legal, and social concerns, refusing to issue the $14.2 million grant. So, a former DARPA official told Vanity Fair that Eco's health grant proposal was rejected because of horrific lack of common sense, it reflected. So, the grant was rejected, and then, I guess, researchers started to pursue things independently, I believe. So they said the DARPA proposal was basically a roadmap to SARS-CoV-2-like virus. That was back in 2018. That's according to virologist Simon Wayne Hobson, who has called for further investigation on COVID-19 origins. Hobson said it is possible that Wuhan researchers viewed the proposal as cutting-edge research, blessed by top experts in the field, and wanted to copy it. Didn't mean they did, but it means it's legitimate to ask the question. So, fantastic job by Vanity Fair, you know, bringing this up. You know, it is of concern that Dr. Anthony Fauci was not a fan of those theories early on. You know, in fact, he's being accused of silencing any discussion about the lab leak theory. And that came on so fast that it was just, and again, the what concerned me is if other public officials and other countries had investigated the original SARS-CoV-2 and said it was a lab leak, and there's been a history of lab leaks, why wouldn't that theory be entertained somewhat? I mean, it was just hushed. I mean, it was shut down immediately. And if you brought it up, you were vilified. And it was, you know, you're spreading false news, fake news, misinformation. That's a problem. Because if we don't figure this out, how do we know it's still not happening? 1-877-DOCTOR.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said.
Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with